Sky 1084, Jio TV 1060.
नमस्कार, ओम शांति। स्वागत है आप सभी का ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के राजयोग एजुकेशन रिसर्च फाउंडेशन के स्पार्क विंग के 14वें सर कॉन्फ्रेंसेस में। स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड रिसर्चर्स के लिए ये विशेष कॉन्फ्रेंस हर साल आयोजित किया जाता है और साथ साथ इस साल मेडिटेशन रिट्रीट में आप कॉन्फ्रेंस के विषयों के साथ साथ मेडिटेशन के गहन एक्सपीरियंसेस भी कर रहे हैं। आज कॉन्फ्रेंस के आखिरी दिन के पहले सत्र में मैं आप सभी का स्वागत करता हूं। इस सुबह के सत्र में आप सभी को गुड मॉर्निंग कहते हुए मैं यही कहना चाहता हूं कि ऐसी क्या चीजें हैं जो टीम वर्क को, ट्रस्ट को बिल्ड करती हैं। हम सभी जानते हैं कि हम सब मिलजुल कर रहते हैं, एक दूसरे पर विश्वास करना अनिवार्य है, तभी जाकर सक्सेस मिलता है। बट टीम वर्क और ट्रस्ट के लिए क्या मंत्र है जो इन चीजों को कारगर बना सके, इसी चीज पर आज का हमारा पहला सत्र है। और इस पहले सत्र के की नोट स्पीकर के रूप में एक बहुत ही वरिष्ठ राजयोगी भाई को मैं आमंत्रित करना चाहता हूं। हमारे साथ ब्रह्मा कुमार सूरज भाई जी हैं। ब्रह्मा कुमार इसके मुख्यालय में अपने 50 वर्षों से भी अधिक के अनुभवों के साथ इन्होंने मेडिटेशन को अपने लाइफ में अप्लाई किया है, मेडिटेशन को एक्सपेरिमेंट्स के रूप में देखा है। एक बहुत ही सीनियर अकम्प्लिश्ड राजयोग मेडिटेशन टीचर हैं और साथ साथ एडवाइजर हैं स्पार्क विंग के। आइए इनसे जानते हैं ट्रस्ट और टीमवर्क के बारे में। ब्रह्मा कुमार सूर्य भाई जी।
ओम शांति। संसार में किसी भी कार्य की सफलता या किसी भी फील्ड में विकास हम करना चाहते हैं तो इन दो बातों की परम आवश्यकता होती है, अपने साथियों में विश्वास, ट्रस्ट। और हमारी जो टीम है वो बहुत ही स्ट्रांग हो, टीम वर्क हम करें। अकेला तो कोई भी मनुष्य सदा ही सब कुछ नहीं कर सकता है, हर व्यक्ति टीम में ही काम कर रहा है, कहीं कहीं अकेला होता है, परिवार भी उसका एक टीम है, और जहां भी ऑफिस में, संगठनों में, सब टीम वर्क है, चाहे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी हो, चाहे रिलीजियस ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस हो, चाहे कोई भी डिपार्टमेंट हो, सब जगह टीम वर्क है। टीम का जो हेड होता है उसके ऊपर बहुत कुछ डिपेंड करता है कि वो अपनी टीम में कितनी स्प्रिट भरे रखता है, टीम को कितना यूनाइट किए रखता है, कितना एनर्जेटिक उसको कर देता है, ताकि लंबा काम थोड़े समय में हो जाए, हार्ड वर्क इजीली संपन्न हो जाए, इम्पॉसिबल भी पॉसिबल में बदल जाए। ये सचमुच किसी टीम की बहुत बड़ी विशेषता होती है। और इसी के लिए अपने साथियों में विश्वास रखना भी परम आवश्यक है। लोग हमारे यहाँ आते हैं और कहते हैं आप लोगों का संगठन बहुत सुंदर है। हमारा एक सुंदर उत्तर होता है कि यहाँ डेडिकेशन है, यहाँ किसी को सैलरी नहीं मिल रही, यहाँ कोई घड़ी नहीं देखता कि 5 बज गए भागना है मुझे। डेडिकेशन है अपने कार्यों के प्रति, अपने जिम्मेदारियों के प्रति, हर एक बहुत सिंसियर है, ऑनेस्ट है, उसे पूर्ण करना है, उसके लिए किसी सुपरवाइजर की जरूरत नहीं है। देखो, भगवान ने भी हम में ट्रस्ट किया और हम भी एक दूसरे में ट्रस्ट करें, पूरा विश्वास करें। विश्वास के बिना तो संसार में कहीं भी काम नहीं चलता। जो बिजनेस के फील्ड में वो जानते हैं, विश्वास पर ही लेन देन हो रहा है। एक पेशेंट डॉक्टर के पास भी जाता है, विश्वास के साथ जाता है कि इनकी दवाई से हम ठीक हो जाएंगे। पति पत्नी के बीच में भी बहुत अच्छा विश्वास होता है, और अगर नहीं होता तो संघर्ष होते हैं। एक पेशेंट का डॉक्टर में विश्वास ही ना हो, वो ये सोचता हो ये तो ऐसे ही पैसा कमाने वाले हैं, ये केयर नहीं करते, फटाफट दवाई लिख देते हैं, कुछ ठीक से डायग्नोसिस भी नहीं करते, इन्वेस्टिगेट कुछ भी नहीं करते, तो पहले से ही वो निगेटिव है ना। डॉक्टर के ट्रीटमेंट का इफेक्ट उस पर बहुत कम पड़ेगा। हम एक दूसरे में विश्वास रखें। कभी कभी लोग विश्वासघात कर लेते हैं, इसलिए ये विश्वास टूटता रहता है। आज के संबंधों में भी, रिलेशनशिप्स में भी विश्वासघात बहुत होता है। एक एक व्यक्ति कईयों से अपना नाता जोड़े रखता है, इसलिए जहां लॉयल्टी होनी चाहिए, जहां ऑनेस्टी होनी चाहिए, वो नहीं रहती है, संघर्ष होते हैं, खेल बिगड़ता है परिवारों का। परिवार में आप देखें, टीम है, माँ बाप हैं, उनके माँ बाप हैं, बच्चे हैं, ये भी तो टीम है ना सुंदर। घर के काम को भी यदि हम टीम वर्क बना लें तो घर का सारा काम इजी हो जाएगा। लेकिन भोजन माताजी को ही बनाना है, ये काम पिताजी को ही करना है, बच्चों को केवल पढ़ाई करनी है, खेल कूद करना है, ये नहीं। हर चीज में हाथ बटा लेने से कठिन कार्य सरल हो जाते हैं, और बहुत लोग ये करते भी हैं। अपने अपने परिवारों में एक दूसरे के बहुत अच्छे साथी बनकर रहते हैं। अब हमें अपनी टीम में स्प्रिट भरना है, हमें अपनी टीम को स्ट्रांग बनाना है। तो मैं कह रहा था कि टीम के लीडर पर ज्यादा निर्भर करता है। कुछ चीजों पर हम ध्यान देंगे, जहां हम कार्यरत हैं वहां माहौल बहुत अपनेपन का और खुशनुमा हो, टेंशन का माहौल नहीं। देखिए, टेंशन में कोई व्यक्ति जब काम करता है तो उसकी एफिशिएंसी आधी रह जाती है, उसे गलतियां भी बहुत होती हैं। आपके पास एक बहुत बड़ी फैक्ट्री है, आपके पास एक कंपनी है बहुत बड़ी, आप उसको चला रहे हैं, वो वर्ल्ड वाइड काम कर रही है या पूरे देश में काम कर रही है, उसका प्रोडक्शन दूर दूर तक जा रहा है, तो आपको ये प्रयास रखना होगा कि हम अपनी पूरी टीम में खुशी का माहौल पैदा करें, उनके टैलेंट्स को उभरने का, निखरने का मौका दें। जहां खुशी का माहौल होता है वहां मनुष्य की स्प्रिट बहुत बढ़ जाती है, एफिशिएंसी भी डबल हो जाती है। काम को लोग खेल की तरह करते रहें, हर व्यक्ति अपने कार्य को एंजॉय करे, इसलिए टीम के सभी मेंबर्स को एक दूसरे को स्नेह देना, एक दूसरे के प्रति अच्छे एटीट्यूड रखना, उनकी योग्यताओं को एप्रिशिएट करना, उन्हें सम्मान भी देना, ये परम आवश्यक होता है। आप एक दूसरे का अपमान करेंगे, दूसरे के मन में निगेटिविटी चलेगी, आपके प्रति भी निगेटिव एटीट्यूड हो जाएगा, और जो हमारी संगठित शक्ति है वो कमजोर पड़ने लगेगी। इसलिए आपस में एक दूसरे को सहयोग भी करें, एक दूसरे का सम्मान करें, प्यार भी दें और खुशी का माहौल बनाएं। इस बात पर सभी बहुत अच्छी तरह से गौर करना। जो बड़े हैं, जो लीडर हैं, जो मैनेजमेंट है, डायरेक्टर हैं या मैनेजर्स हैं, उन सबको चाहिए कि उनके पास दो कमजोरियां तो बिल्कुल न हो, अभिमान और क्रोध। और उन्हें ये चाहिए कि वे दूसरों की योग्यताओं का विकास करें। संसार में हर व्यक्ति योग्य व्यक्तियों को ढूंढ रहा है। आप एक अच्छी फैक्ट्री बना रहे हैं, आपको योग्य लोग चाहिए, पर कभी कभी योग्य लोग नहीं मिल पाते, थोड़े मिलते हैं, बाकी नहीं मिल पाते। ऐसे में यदि हम दूसरों को योग्य बनाने लगे तो हमारा कार्य बहुत सुंदर हो जाएगा। जिसको हम योग्य बनाएंगे उसके मन में हमारे लिए सम्मान भी होगा, प्यार भी होगा, अपनापन भी होगा। आप ट्रेनिंग तो देते हैं लेकिन प्रैक्टिकल फील्ड में भी कोई गलती करता उसको सिखाते चलें, बहुत प्यार से बहुत सम्मान से सिखाते चलें। कोई भी सब कुछ अपने कॉलेज स्कूल में या अपनी स्टडी में या जो कोर्स उन्होंने किए हैं टेक्निकल भी, उनमें ही सब कुछ सीख कर नहीं आ जाता। कोर्सेज के बाद, डिग्री लेने के बाद भी मनुष्य की मानसिक स्थिति का प्रभाव उसके कार्यों पर पड़ता ही रहता है। वो कितना बुद्धिमान है, वो कितना एक्सपर्ट है अपने कार्यों में, उसके अंदर सीखने की कितनी इच्छाएं हैं कि मुझे निरंतर आगे बढ़ना है, सीखते चलना है, इस पर बहुत कुछ डिपेंड करता है। तो हमारा काम है दूसरों को योग्य बनाना, उनके टैलेंट्स को, उनके स्किल्स को विकसित करना। आप अपने अपने टीम में नए नए स्किल डेवलप करना सीखें, सिखाएं, तो देश का भी डेवलपमेंट होगा, आपकी कंपनी, फैक्ट्री, आपके डिपार्टमेंट का भी बहुत विकास होगा। मैं दो बात कर रहा था कि किसी भी टीम के जो हेड होते हैं उन्हें न तो क्रोध करना चाहिए न उनमें अभिमान बहुत होना चाहिए। अभिमान ही क्रोध का बीज भी है। जिस मनुष्य में अभिमान होता है उसके बोल कड़वे हो जाते हैं, वो दूसरे की इंसल्ट करने लगता है और परिणाम स्वरूप कभी ना कभी उसको भी इंसल्ट सहनी पड़ती है। और आप देख सकते हैं जो व्यक्ति इंसल्ट करता है उसमें इंसल्ट सहने की शक्ति नहीं रहती। जो व्यक्ति क्रोध करता है, जो व्यक्ति बुरे वचन बोलता है, शाउटिंग ही करता है सारे दिन में, उस पर यदि कोई कर दे यही, तो उसमें सहन शक्ति नहीं होती है। इसलिए ये बहुत जरूरी है कि अपने कार्यकर्ताओं की योग्यताओं को बढ़ाने के लिए बहुत अच्छे शब्द बोले जाएं, एनकरेजिंग वर्ड्स, मोटिवेटिंग वर्ड्स, जो उन्हें प्रोत्साहन दें, उनकी उमंग उत्साह को बढ़ाएं, उनके अंदर छुपे हुए टैलेंट्स को विकसित होने का एक खुला आकाश दें, खुला अवसर दें, इसकी बहुत आवश्यकता है। देखिए जब मनुष्य को क्रोध आता है, व्यक्तिगत जीवन के लिए भी बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है, हो सकता है बहुत टेंशन में हो सकता है दूसरा व्यक्ति बार बार गलती कर रहा हो सकता है वो आपकी सुन न रहा हो और आपको शाउटिंग करना ही पड़ेगा, कहीं जरूरी होता है। कुछ लोग ऐसे भी होते हैं टीम में जो इसके बिना काम नहीं करते, कर लें आप थोड़ा सा लेकिन कंट्रोल्ड, ऐसा नहीं आपकी मनोस्थिति बिगड़ जाए, आप सारा दिन टेंशन में रहें, आप सारा दिन अपनी खुशी को नष्ट किए हुए घूमें, घर जाएं तो वहां भी टेंशन को लेकर जाएं, दूसरों से मिले तो टेंशन से मिलें, टेंशन से बात करें, ये नहीं होना चाहिए। अभिमान बहुत बुरी चीज है। मनुष्य जितना बड़ा बने उतना ही उसको नम्र बनना चाहिए, ये मनुष्य जीवन की ब्यूटी है। आज लोग इसको ग्रेटिट्यूड समझ लेते हैं, एटीट्यूड समझ लेते हैं, थोड़ा पावरफुल ढंग से रहना ये बहुत जरूरी होता है। इसके बिना तो लोग हमें सम्मान नहीं देंगे, हमारी पर्सनालिटी अभिमान से ही तो झलकती है, अहंकार तो जीवन की एक शोभा है, हमारा हथियार है। लोगों ने कुछ गलत डेफिनेशन इन चीजों की रख ली है, लेकिन जब हम स्पिरिचुअल मार्ग पर आते हैं, अब आप स्पिरिचुअलिटी की बात देखिए, हम सभी आत्माएं हैं, हम ये जानते हैं, और आत्मा में अभिमान नहीं होता, आत्मा बहुत पवित्र है मूल रूप से। तो जब हम स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस करते हैं तो हमारा अभिमान छूटने लगता है, दूसरे के प्रति हमारा एटीट्यूड बहुत अच्छा हो जाता है। आप इस बात को बहुत अच्छी तरह समझ लें कि अगर आपकी टीम में जहां कार्य कर रहे हैं लोग, मान लो एक हॉल है, उसमें आपने 15-20 डेस्क बनाए हैं, 15-20 लोग एक साथ वहां काम कर रहे हैं, यदि उस हॉल में वाइब्रेशंस स्पिरिचुअल होंगे, यदि सबके चित्त शांत होंगे, यदि सभी स्ट्रेस फ्री होकर काम कर रहे होंगे, वाइब्रेशन से एकदम सूदिंग, बहुत खुशी के, तो आप देखेंगे कार्य फटाफट होंगे, कार्यों में विघ्न नहीं आएंगे, गलती कम से कम होंगी और आपको भी शाउटिंग नहीं करना पड़ेगा। तो हमारा संगठन एक बहुत ही बड़ी चीज होता है संसार में। जिसके पास संगठन की शक्ति है वही विजयी है। एक सेना भी युद्ध करती है संगठित होकर करती है। जो उनका एक कमांडर होता है, चाहे वो छोटा कमांडर ही क्यों ना हो, उसकी आज्ञा का सभी पालन करते हैं, वहां अपनी अपनी बुद्धि का प्रयोग नहीं करते, अपने कमांडर्स के कमांड्स को फॉलो करेंगे सब लोग। तो पूरी टीम, पूरी जो सेना होती है वो यूनाइट रहती है। मान लीजिए आप आईटी में काम कर रहे हैं, अब आईटी में आपके पास 10 इंजीनियर काम कर रहे हैं, अब 10 के 10 ये आपकी एक टीम है, आप उसके लीडर हैं, मैनेजर हैं, आपको उनसे काम कराना है, सुपरवाइज भी करना है और सिखाना भी है, उनकी गलतियों को भी करेक्ट कराना है। अब देखिए कोई व्यक्ति सॉफ्टवेयर का ऐसा कार्य है कि उसमें शुरू से ही परफेक्ट हो, ये तो पॉसिबल नहीं है। इसलिए बहुत स्वीटली व्यवहार करना ये परम आवश्यक होता है। इससे आपकी टीम बंधी हुई रहेगी, आपके लिए डेडिकेटेड रहेगी, ये बहुत सुंदर चीज है। आपकी टीम, आपका संगठन आपके लिए डेडिकेटेड हो, आपके लिए कुर्बानी करने की भावना रख रहा हो, तो संसार में कोई भी कार्य कठिन नहीं होता है। हमारे पास बहुत सारे नेता भी आते हैं, प्रोग्राम्स में आते हैं, और कई तो बिल्कुल स्पष्ट बोल देते हैं कि आप जैसी टीम यदि हमारे पास हो तो हमें कोई नहीं हरा सकता है। परंतु वहां तो लोगों का स्वार्थ होता है, स्वार्थवश सभी बिखरे रहते हैं, एक दूसरे को भी साथ कम देते हैं। आजकल संसार में ये स्वार्थ की भावना कुछ ज्यादा ही बढ़ी हुई है, इससे अनेक कठिनाइयां दुनिया में हो रही हैं, और ये कलयुग की पहचान भी है। कलयुग का एंड है, इस कलयुग के एंड में स्वार्थ ही स्वार्थ तो चारों ओर दिखाई देता है। पहले मैं, पहले मेरा परिवार, पहले मेरे बच्चे, पहले मेरे लोग, दूसरों को हम थोड़ा इग्नोर करने लगते हैं। और जब ये स्थिति बनती है तो संगठन की शक्ति टूटने लगती है। तो हम सभी बहुत ध्यान देंगे कि हमारी किसी गलती के कारण हमारा संगठन बिखर तो नहीं रहा है। बिखरते हैं लोगों के, हम देखते हैं लोगों को। जिन दो चीजों की चर्चा मैंने की, अगर वो किसी मनुष्य में है क्रोध और अभिमान, वो व्यक्ति दूसरों को सम्मान नहीं देगा। जबकि एक टीम को एनर्जेटिक रखने के लिए, एक संगठित शक्ति को बहुत ही मजबूत रखने के लिए हमें एक दूसरे को सम्मान देना ही होता है। ध्यान देंगे आप इस बात पर, अपने को देख लें, यहां क्या हम अपने साथियों को सम्मान देते हैं, या हम अग्रोरी में रहते हैं कि हम बड़े हैं, हम डायरेक्टर हैं, हम मालिक हैं। लेकिन आपको अपनी टीम को अपना परिवार बना देना है। अगर आप ये कला डेवलप कर लें तो बहुत ही फायदा हो जाएगा, और इसमें हमें बहुत ज्यादा मदद करती है स्पिरिचुअलिटी। ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में जो ज्ञान और योग सिखाया जाता है उसमें ये सब चीजें प्रैक्टिस हो जाती हैं। केवल ये थ्योरी नहीं रह जाती, केवल ये फिलोसॉफी नहीं रह जाती, लेकिन इन सब चीजों की प्रैक्टिस की जाती है, कराई जाती है। तो जब प्रैक्टिस होने लगती है तो बहुत अच्छे अनुभव हो जाते हैं। मैं आप सबको कुछ प्रैक्टिस आपके सामने रख रहा हूं, आप अपने अपने संगठन में ये प्रैक्टिस करते रहना, आपको बहुत ही सुंदर अनुभव होते रहेंगे। मान लो आपकी टीम में 10 लोग हैं, आप रोज सवेरे थोड़ा जल्दी उठकर उन सबको आत्मिक दृष्टि से देखना। ये सब आत्माएं हैं, देखिए आत्माएं अंदर रहती है और हमारे यहाँ ये ज्ञान आपको मिल ही रहा है, मिल गया होगा बहुतों को, तो उन्हें सबको दूर से देखना और संकल्प करना ये सब आत्माएं हैं, बहुत अच्छी हैं, बहुत अच्छी हैं, बहुत योग्य हैं, हमारे गुड फ्रेंड हैं, हमारे लिए डेडिकेटेड हैं, बहुत एनर्जेटिक हैं, ये हमारी टीम बहुत सुंदर है, थोड़े से पॉजिटिव विचार सवेरे उठ के ही सबके लिए कर लेना। दूसरा, एक पारिवारिक भावना बढ़ाने के लिए अपनी टीम में आप ये अभ्यास कर लेना कि ये सभी आत्माएं 10 के 10 भगवान की संतान हैं। और जैसे मेरा अपना परिवार है जिसको हम लौकिक परिवार कहते हैं, ऐसे ये भी हमारा परिवार है। इनमें से किसी की कठिनाई हमारी कठिनाई है, किसी की समस्या हमारी समस्या है। हम उनसे केवल ये एक्सपेक्ट न करेंगे कि वो समस्याओं को हल करने वाले हों, लेकिन ये भी ध्यान रखेंगे कि हम भी उनकी समस्याओं को हल करने में उन्हें योगदान करें। इससे टीम में बहुत प्यार बढ़ जाएगा। स्पिरिचुअलिटी हमें सिखाती है हर एक व्यक्ति में बहुत सारे गुण हैं, भले ही उसके अवगुण हमें दिखाई देते हों बाहर, लेकिन हर व्यक्ति गुणवान भी है। भगवान की संतान होने के नाते भगवान ने हर एक को कुछ गुण प्रदान किए हुए हैं, तो हम एक दूसरे को एप्रिशिएट किया करें, बहुत जरूरी हो गई है ये बात। एप्रिसिएशन, ध्यान दें इस पर, एप्रिशिएट करने से एक कमजोर व्यक्ति को भी शक्तिशाली बनाया जा सकता है। एप्रिशिएट करने से एक एवरेज बुद्धि वाले व्यक्ति को बुद्धिमान बनाया जा सकता है। तो आप अपने अपनी टीम में, अपने कर्म क्षेत्र पर स्पिरिचुअलिटी का अभ्यास करें, इसको जोड़ दें आप। इसको जोड़ने से आपकी टीम बहुत स्ट्रांग हो जाएगी, सब में अपनापन हो जाएगा और आपकी कंपनी, आपकी फैक्ट्री, आपका डिपार्टमेंट निरंतर विकास की ओर अग्रसर होगा। सबको वहां काम करने का मन करेगा, फिर आप उनसे थोड़ा ज्यादा काम भी ले लेंगे तो दे विल नॉट माइंड, वो सहयोग करेंगे, वो केवल मनी कॉन्शियस नहीं हो जाएंगे। तो आओ हम सभी मिलकर स्पिरिचुअलिटी को अपने जीवन से जोड़ें, अपनी टीम को अपना परिवार बना लें, एक दूसरे को योग्यताएं दें, योग्य बनाएं, तो हमारा कार्य क्षेत्र बहुत सफल होगा, निर्विघ्न रहेगा और हम विकास के मार्ग पर निरंतर सुचारू रूप से, सहज रूप से, निर्विघ्न रूप से आगे बढ़ते रहेंगे। थैंक यू वेरी मच। ओम शांति।
ट्रस्ट और टीम वर्क, ये मंत्र हैं होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट के लिए, सर्वांगीण विकास के लिए। आजकल हम सभी जानते हैं कि सिर्फ एक आयाम का विकास होना काफी नहीं है, एक होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट चाहिए, हर तरफ से विकास चाहिए। एक व्यक्ति के इन विकासों के लिए ट्रस्ट का होना, टीम वर्क डेवलप करना बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है। और ब्रह्मा कुमार सूर्य भाई जी से, उनके प्रेरणादायी वचनों से हमने इसकी बारीकियों को समझा। अब मैं सत्र के मुख्य अतिथि की तरफ आप सबको ले जाना चाहता हूं। हमारे साथ पद्मभूषण डॉक्टर विजय भटकर जी हैं। डॉक्टर विजय भटकर जी ऑनरेबल चांसलर हैं नालंदा विश्वविद्यालय के, और साथ साथ आर्किटेक्ट रहे हैं परम सीरीज ऑफ सुपर कंप्यूटर्स के। आप सबने भारत के सुपर कंप्यूटर्स की यात्रा के बारे में सुना ही होगा। आज पुणे से वो हमारे साथ जुड़ रहे हैं, आइए सुनते हैं उनके प्रेरणादायी विचार।
फर्स्ट आई वुड लाइक टू पे माय ट्रिब्यूट टू जानकी दादी जी, whom we remember, all of us remember, in all such incidences. In Brahma Kumaris, I would like to thank Ambika Didi, I would like to thank Srikant Bhai, I would like to thank Sunita Didi, Sunil Bhai, and of course, how can I forget our sister Shivani, who first took me from new laboratory which I had founded, ETH Research Lab, in which I think which Shivani was guiding and also doing some really very important work, initial work, founding work. I remember all of them. Of course, I remember my past visits to Brahmakumari Center in Abu, where this conference would have physically taken place. But today, thanks to the technology that was created by the advances in information technology and computing and communications, we are able to now conduct such e-workshops, e-seminars, e-conferences, which we had never imagined before in the manner it is taking place now. Today we are sitting at different places all over the world, in the Brahmakumari centers all over the world, 8,500 centers, I understand, maybe more now, kind of thing, across several countries, I think. And we are able to create such an e-conference which we had never imagined before. So when there is a pandemic like this, there is a crisis like this, I think entirely new things happen. And that sets a new pace. It's like a starting of a new yuga post-COVID. And before that, always there is such a catastrophe occurs in any yuga transition that the new work styles, new ways of working, new thoughts emerge. So this conference is taking place in that kind of atmosphere. I think indeed this is the 14th such conference which is taking place, and I participated in few events, few conferences like this, and they have been very, very enlightening, as well as they have been very satisfying to me, these kind of things, where many scientists, many researchers, I am a researcher, so it is a spirituality in researchers, how to instill spirituality in researchers and how it can result into entirely new thought processes, I think some new discoveries, new inventions, I think I experienced myself. So now I'm sharing my thoughts on this occasion. In the past I discussed with Srikanth Bhaiji on many issues. How can we collaborate together? To me, Ishwariya Vishwavidyalay, the Brahmakumaris, is like a grand university, world university. It's like a thing which is an innovation by itself. It's an amazing innovation in creating a new kind of university, which imparts divine knowledge to its aspiring students. Not only knowledge, it is Gyan as well as Dhyan. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Dhyan is higher than Gyan itself. So this is the only university, I must say, that where Dhyan is given first priority. And of course, with that is imparted knowledge which will remain with us, which will be a transforming knowledge. Not many universities can transform a human being. Brahmakumaris Vishwavidyalay is one kind of university which is transforming the aspiring learners. There are so many things. It's a free university. It is, I think, they call you your sisters, call us very lovingly. They invite us. They impart knowledge of meditation. They impart knowledge of spirituality. And of course, they connect your heart. They transform you. So this is the kind of university in which is now organizing this SIR conferences, so spirituality in researchers. This conference like this, and I am participating in this. While interacting with the Brahmakumaris, particularly Srikanji, Srikanth Bhai, and other researchers, or the Satish Chandraji from Delhi, and other researchers, we have been talking about three main things. One thing is that studies on consciousness. I think I worked in computers, I worked in advanced computers, I worked in supercomputers, and a new frontier is understanding brain. I think brain, mind, and consciousness. So we said that we should collaborate on understanding brain, mind, and consciousness with the Brahmakumaris. But here, I think there are serious investigations, serious explorations within our mind, within ourselves are going on. All explorations are with instruments. When instruments are outside us, what we created, the scientists have created great amazing discoveries, amazing radio telescopes, amazing imaging systems, which are there like fMRI, all those kind of things. But here the instrument is itself is our own mind. And the body is the thing, the laboratory, but rather the mind is the laboratory in which we can do, which are the actual explorations are going on. So this is a transformation in research itself. So researchers within ourselves, most of the researchers are looking at the sky, looking at within our say body and within this camp. But now the explorations is going on by us within our own minds. So this is what lead to new discoveries and new understanding of us. See, today the science has progressed so much. In every area you look at kind of thing. But we are attempted to understand several technologies, several deepest aspects of our deepest of the oceans, of the skies, of the planets, but we are not understood our own thing. We are not made enough attempt to know ourselves. Who am I? I want to know everything. What is computers? What is this? What is a transistor? What is microscope? I think there are several things we explored and made, I think, great discoveries, no doubt about it, last 5 centuries. And before that, our ancient rishis, emphasize on, I think, knowing our own mind, knowing our own thoughts. What are our thoughts? What is consciousness? I think the Brahma Kumaris have resurrected that exploration, inner exploration. Some people call it inner engineering, but inner exploration. And it is so deep than the outer thing which you do, the outer sky is what that we do. So the explorations and discovering new planets, new galaxies and all those kind of things are what we do. I think this is something. This is going to create new insights of our own existence. Who am I? First thing is that I want to know the galaxies, I want to know everything. This kind of thing, there are millions and billions of galaxies which we have discovered, which we never imagined. I think we did not know even about the galaxies earlier, so much anything, except for the Milky Galaxy in which we live, this one. Now there are billions and billions of galaxies. And we came to know that the whole universe is expanding. And we also came to know that there is not only one universe, there are many universes. There are several universes, multiverses. It is for this reason when I came to know about the multiple universes, the theory of multiple universes, which was advanced to explain the working of the universe, the idea of multiversity occurred in my mind. And it is for this reason, I think I call, at that time, the idea of new university came in my mind, and I called it multiversity. Multiversity wants to explain this new enlightenment, or the things about understanding of the nature of reality. So, this conference, which is now taking place, we want to explore together on meditation studies, the studies of the consciousness, and also the new field which you opened up through such a deep exploration is recently, I think, the energy research. Energy, particularly for working of this universe, and we wonder that how this universe works. It's amazing thing like that, how this grand universe works. Where from this energy comes? Where was that energy before creation of the universe, or Big Bang theory, etc., etc.? Where was that energy before? And we cannot imagine what kind of energy required to working off of our own planet, but not only this, thousands and billions of suns that we have in this universe, and this universe is continuously expanding, not only expanding, but expanding at accelerating pace. This is a great amazement, and we are doing some research on that, and we now particularly exploring, thanks to Karuna Bhai, who opened up a totally new field before me, on the energy research, and he talked to me that we should investigate, we should work together with the world scientists on the new kind of particle, shower, which we are talking about, the neutrino shower, which penetrate across all of us and all the planets and the stars of the universe. And this holds the key for the future of energy. And we wanted that, and that research, I think, thank Karuna Bhai brought to my notice, that there is a great scientist, a group of scientists led by Dr. Holger in Berlin, in Germany, and he is exploring on the neutrino in the manner that the way we explore solar energy, solar shower on this one. So we should explore this new energy form, which will call the what Dr. Holger called as neutrino voltaics. It is when that thing that amazed me. Why as I started reading about neutrino voltaic, the group what is working in Germany, and he brought to my notice that this can solve many of the world's problems. Coronavirus told me that this can solve world problems, particularly the problems of India. And this research will come through, and in that process we met Goddi Didi, and she introduced me that they revived my, I think, the prophecy which was made by Brahma Baba in one of his revelations, one of his sakshatkars, that bete science through silence aapko karna hoga. So I did not follow the meaning of science through silence, something. And as I started exploring and reading about something on science through silence, I really started practicing through meditation, not deeply enough, but things in the manner which I could do, and how new knowledge reveals itself through silence, through meditation. This has been told none other than Lord Krishna himself to Arjuna in the answers, that this is very important. This is how the knowledge will be unfolded, through deep meditations. So I found that was something like another innovation which came from Brahma Kumaris, from Brahma Baba, and this and we started exploring. In fact, for the neutrino energy, we decided that we'll participate in we'll create a special seminar on neutrino energy. And I requested my friends who are working on energy research, in materials research, energy research in India, particularly a group in Pune, which is called a laboratory, which is just near my house, my home here in Pune, called CMET, Center for Materials for Electronics Technology. And is director, executive director, director, as well as now the director general, Dr. Bharat Kale. I said, let's do this exploration, let's begin this exploration. They were doing already work on, I think, energy research through materials, advanced materials. And we went, all of us went together to Abu, and with the Goddi Didi, I think, and then we had a video conference meeting with Dr. Holger and his team, where we are exposed to their findings in neutrino research. That was so exciting. That was very good. And we thought that this has got some total new light it will throw on the energy research, as our energy demands are increasing day by day, this kind of thing. It will completely transform our telecommunication, our mobile phones, our cars, our vehicles, and there are many, many things which can talk about. So we said that way, now this opens up a new area, and how, why not we collaborate together and do that. And this was done, again, I think the result of, I think, the exploration Brahma Kumaris begin by organizing Sir conferences. I think we are now, Sir conferences have thrown light on many things over the years. But Multiversity and Brahma Kumaris Research Center under Srikanji is exploring this idea of research in the area of consciousness, I would say meditation in the mind, and also later on, I think, exploring the brain itself, or rather first we'll begin with brain, mind and consciousness, and it has to throw new light. What are our thoughts? What are the things in? What is the purpose of life? And they throw many new lights on such issues which were not explored before. And this is what our Vedic sciences explored earlier, I think, by rishis and many or munis. Muni means things, meditations, is a mauna. So this Sir conference is taking place now, 14th, and many new ideas will be explored in the crisis of pandemic, where we are not sitting together, but our minds are sitting together, or connected together, we are meditating together, and we are throwing light on many, many new issues which need to be explored. I find that it is through meditation we may get a solution to COVID crisis before us. Because so far, the thoughts so far have advanced something. We are all contributing to it, many labs are contributing to understanding, but there are something much deeper than that. Why that crisis has come, how that crisis has come, and what would be the solutions for that, and how do you face, I think, living alone, living in a room, things like that. I think we, many times, we are quarantined for days together. So how do you spend time and be joyous? You are quarantined together, or you are sitting alone together. What should you do? So meditation is the answer. Meditation can bring that joy even in that circumstance. In fact, the most conducive atmosphere is that when you are quarantined in one place, what do? You meditate. It has been told to us that actually the happiness comes from when the mind is made still. Happiness comes from. So if you want to be really happy, then the challenge of coronavirus can find us a solution to sit and meditate and then understand deeply explore ourselves. What you have been doing so far in life? What is the purpose of my life here? That's something. Why do you feel happy at one moment, another fight we feel suffering another moment? Why does it happen? What is the purpose of my life? Where do I go from here when I die? So many such beautiful answers come through deep meditations, deep explorations within ourselves. So I see Sir Conference, 14th Sir Conference, what is the focus on tranquility in research, tranquility in meditation in research, when you are sitting alone and you are doing nothing correctly, and this is the time to really find new things, really explore ourselves, really explore the undiscovered, discover the undiscovered. And that's a great opportunity for the, and this is so vast, there are so many opportunities in the years and years to come, I think, in this exploration, that we can make our life fruitful and by understanding ourselves. This is also the synthesis of science and spirituality on which Multiversity is working, that the future ascent of humanity will come from the synthesis of science and spirituality, and that's what I think. And the Brahma Kumaris, I think the new university provides, I think, that kind of new insight into a research. I wish, sir, this is a spirituality researchers or in research kind of thing, as a great success, and particularly being open to the new format in research conferences, a new format for the life post-COVID kind of thing. To bring true happiness through our research to the entire world, this kind of thing. I wish the conference, Srikanji, everybody, great success. And once again, I pray Brahma Baba and all my sisters all around the world, kind of things. And what a joy it is to carry out research in this kind of, I think, in the new way which I saw. Science through silence. Science through silence is the way. I think this is a great contribution, a great new discovery for the researchers. I wish you all the best. I pray for the success of this Sir Conference and the new knowledge that will come to us through this conference. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद डॉक्टर विजय भटकर जी का. मैं आशा करता हूं कि आप सभी उनकी बातों से रूबरू होंगे. उनकी बातों से आपने प्रेरणाएं तो ली हैं, बट बहुत बार उनकी बातें सुनकर आपने भी अपने हेड्स नॉड किए होंगे. अब अनुभवों की लेन देन पे आते हैं. एक एक्सपर्ट एक्सपीरियंस को आपके सामने शेयर करने का मौका है. डॉक्टर ए जी रामाकृष्णन जी हमारे साथ जुड़े हैं. ये सीनियर प्रोफेसर हैं इलेक्ट्रिकल इंजीनियरिंग के, और साथ में हेड हैं मेडिकल इंटेलिजेंस और लैंग्वेज इंजीनियरिंग लैब IISc बेंगलुरु से. इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ साइंस एक ऐसा पायनियरिंग इंस्टीट्यूट है जो पूरे देश में साइंस और उससे जुड़े हुए क्षेत्रों में रिसर्च पर बहुत ज्यादा काम करता है. आइए, जब वहां से हमारे साथ डॉक्टर रामकृष्णन जी जुड़े हैं, तो आइए सुनते हैं उनके एक्सपीरियंसेस.
नमस्ते टू ऑल ऑफ यू. आई एम ए जी रामकृष्णन, ए प्रोफेसर ऑफ इलेक्ट्रिकल इंजीनियरिंग इन द इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ साइंस बैंगलोर. इन 2018, around the same time of the year, I was invited for this annual international conference and meditation retreat of Brahma Kumaris Vishwavidyalaya at the headquarters in Mount Abu. I must say that it was a really nice experience. As you know, today's world really badly needs whatever is possible effort for a peaceful and harmonious living of all of us as human beings. And Brahma Kumaris is an organization really committed to that and working vigorously but silently towards that. They believe that all human beings are intrinsically loving, peaceful and happy. But there are issues in our experiencing the same. And they use meditation as a means for us to experience the same. This was one of the best managed organizations I have ever seen in my life. There were thousands of people and they were all peacefully and with a smiling face doing their duties, with no apparently seen leaders around them telling them what to do. It's really something that one has to see to believe that if such a thing is possible. One of the things I really liked about that organization is that they believe that human beings can directly communicate with God to strengthen our positivity. Why this looks very logical? We also know that there are organized religions where there are representatives between God and us as human beings. The other thing that's very interesting is that they believe that we can do meditation with open eyes. As you know, there are many meditation systems in the world and almost all meditation systems tell you that you have to sit in an isolated place and close your eyes and do meditation. While Brahma Kumari is not opposed to doing such meditation when you are practicing and learning the same, they believe, and rightly so, that ultimately whatever we experience while doing those meditation in terms of experiencing happiness, peace and love and love, that experience should permeate our lives as we go through the din and roar of daily life. And we must be able to do meditation with open eyes or experience that same feeling as we are involved in life. And they are also very much interested that people do research on their meditation and see the effects on the physiology of the body and the brain. And I'm happy to tell you that in my lab, Medical Intelligence and Language Engineering Lab, we have already started looking into the brain electrical activity, which is also called electroencephalogram, or in short EEG, of the meditators. And surprisingly, we found that the electrical activity or EEG when they are doing open eyes meditation looks almost similar in some aspects when to the activity that people normally have when they are fully relaxed and closing their eyes. I have a very committed postdoctoral fellow, a doctoral student and an IIT Madras graduate who are interested in looking at these physiological effects of this Brahma Kumari meditation. And I am sure I will have much more interesting information to share with you during this similar meeting next year. So till then, goodbye and thank you all of you once again.
Bahut bahut dhanyavad, Professor Dr. A.G. Ramakrishnan ji ka. Unke anubhavon se hum sab ne bhi bahut sare labh liye hain, aisi main aasha karta hoon. Hamare saath agle speaker ke roop mein Professor B.K. Kuthiala ji hain, jo chairperson hain Haryana State Higher Education Council ke. आइए सुनते हैं उनकी शुभकामनाएं.
डिस्टिंग्विश्ड सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स, नमस्कार. टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट द ट्रस्ट एंड टीम वर्क फॉर होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट. Let me start with a small story. This is a real story, but the name, for obvious reasons, is changed. There is an organization which is the largest organization of the world. It deals with the socio and cultural growth and development of human beings. There was a person who was an engineer by profession and working in a big corporation as chief manager. And he got in touch with this organization and he sacrificed his brilliant career and joined this organization. Since this person, Vivek, had the talent to be sympathetic and empathetic at the same time, he grew very fast in the hierarchy of the organization and was performing very well and was known all over the world in the NGO circle. All of a sudden, Vivek develops a sense of disillusion. He abstains from the work and starts living in a small town in the Himalayas. After a few months, the chief of the organization visited him. They were sitting before a fireplace and the logs of woods were burning with brilliant flames, and the room was warm and comfortable as it was a chilly weather. It was snowing outside. They didn't exchange any word. After some time, the chief took out a log of wood that had a very bright and huge flame, and he put that log outside the fireplace on a steel platform. Within no time, the flames disappeared, and after some time, even the smoldering became dull, and only the smoke was coming out. The log that was taken out was an inactive log now, but all other logs were burning as usual. After some time, the chief picks up the log outside and puts it again in the fireplace. Log immediately catches fire. A beautiful flame is arisen, and after this, the chief got up to leave. Our friend Vivek also got up, picked up his bags, and accompanied the chief wherever they were both going. They didn't exchange any word so far. Without saying anything, the chief had conveyed a message, the message of the necessity to be together. Friends, if you visualize the situation of the new bonds of the human beings, you would realize that of all the living beings, animals, the new bond of the human being is most helpless. It's most dependent upon others. If it doesn't get any care of the human beings, it just cannot survive. In a very rare exception, when the human child gets in the company of the wolves, it grows into a mongoloid. So, dear friends, to live together, to live in groups, to live in teams is not only a social requirement for the human beings, it is a biological compulsion also. And this biological compulsion makes us very social beings, and we have to be living together. And this togetherness is the fundamental for holistic development of a personality. As you live together, you start identifying yourself with the group in which you are living, whether it is a small group, small team, whether it is a temporary group or a permanent organization. The person starts identifying with that group, and in the process, a sense of belongingness starts appearing, and that belongingness together with the togetherness, they create a kind of cohesion in the group. Then gradually the togetherness and the sense of belongingness creates two more characteristics, and these are the trust and respect. The individual members, they start trusting each other. There is a sense of mutual trust, and also out of this mutual trust evolves the sense of mutual respect. Then if you have mutual respect, you have mutual trust, then it becomes a functional group. But these three things are not enough for a holistic development of an individual and also for the healthy functioning of the group. You need to have a kind of coordination in the process. There needs to be a situation where each member of the group has a defined role to perform, and there is a kind of hierarchy where each one has a responsibility and each one has a right, an obligation, and also a payback. Now these things, when they combine together, they create a kind of hierarchy, and in this hierarchy there develops a kind of team, and the team with the elements of togetherness, the element of belongingness, trust and respect for each other, and a hierarchical order, it gives rise to a kind of what you call leadership. Now this leadership is not only a kind of leadership where you lead, but it has two aspects. One is the ability to lead, and another is the ability to be led. A holistic development of a person is good if the person is prepared to lead, talented to lead, but also he is a good team member. He has a team spirit where he works as a team member, and given a chance, he becomes also a leader. Now, these all things, they lead to a situation where the holistic development of the person is evolved. The basic fundamental is, it is togetherness. You can't develop alone. Unless in very rare cases when you spiritually want to grow or intellectually want to grow, but you have to be in the groups. Now, when we talk of the holistic development, there are four basic elements which have been recognized by all. One is the body, second is the mind, third is the intellect, and the fourth is the spirit or the Atma. Now, body has to be healthy. Body has to be maintained, and for that maintenance, one has to have a living, earning the living, and one has to be in the company of others. Now, the body, if is healthy, it is happy, then the mind also has to be kept healthy. Mind means that you have, you are maturing, you have control over your desires, you have control over your senses, and gradually your mind grows to a stage where you are mature enough to realize the truth of the system, truth of the system in which you are working. Added to that is the consistent and regular addition of information and knowledge, and that makes you more knowledgeable, and also that leads to more wise, being more wise every moment. Now, if only information and knowledge was enough, and the wisdom was not required, then it would not be a holistic development. Information and knowledge, particularly in the days of the information explosion, information and knowledge must lead to the learning of the ways of life, and that we can use the word wisdom. And the, for the holistic development, the wisdom is an essential component. And my dear friends, there are some groups, they don't believe in the existence of Atma, therefore they don't believe in the development of the spirituality. But spirituality is also one of the major elements of holistic development, and that spiritual growth is very essential. The spiritual growth in very simple terms means that an individual realizes the cause of his existence and the purpose of his existence, and he also visualizes the future of his existence. And if these are realized, the person who is healthy, who is very mature, who is also very wise, and if he is in, spiritually also grown, he becomes a person who can visualize the entire world as one, and what we call the integral view of the entire creation. Now, this creation leads to a kind of personality of an individual which is holistically developed. Dear friends, to conclude, I would say that togetherness, belongingness, mutual trust and respect in hierarchical order, and the hierarchical order with the defined roles and the ability to be led and to lead, and the healthy body, a healthy mind, and the regular input of wisdom based upon information and knowledge, and the realization of the oneness of Atma and Paramatma are the basic elements that contribute to the holistic development. In the end, I would like to give another example. The example may look crude, but I find it is most appropriate. In a broom, the jhadu, the straws sweep the dust away. But if the straw is alone, then it becomes a dust itself. And that is the motto where we can learn, and that should help us to live in a situation where we are consistently, regularly, without any interruption, are holistically growing. It's what is required for a holistic development, not only of an individual, but even of the groups, teams, and the total humanity. Perhaps that is what is needed to be realized in today's world of very hectic life, dependent upon machines and dependent upon the information. Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking to all of you. Namaskar. Om Shanti.
Bahut bahut dhanyavad Professor B.K. Kothiyala ji ka, jo aaj hamare saath jude. Ab kuch aur experiences ko sunte hain. Ek aur expert hain jo aaj apne experiences ko hamare saath share karenge. Hamare saath प्रोफेसर डॉक्टर बिंदु कुट्टी जी हैं, जो प्रोफेसर हैं डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ न्यूरोफिजियोलॉजी और इंचार्ज प्रोफेसर एंड कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं निमहांस सेंटर फॉर कॉन्शियसनेस स्टडीज निमहांस बेंगलुरु से. आइए सुनते हैं उनसे एक्सपर्ट एक्सपीरियंस.
ग्रीटिंग्स फ्रॉम बेंगलोर. आई एम बिंदु कुट्टी. आई एम प्रोफेसर एट निमहांस. आई एम सो हैप्पी टू इन्फॉर्म यू दैट we have got a long-term collaboration with Brahmakumari's spiritual organization and university to do some research work on meditation, Raja Yoga meditation. Thus, we are so lucky that we have been associated with the organization, Brahmakumari's Raja Yoga organization, and especially with Ambika Didi and Srikant Bhaiya, especially with their SPARC, that is the Spiritual Applications Research Center at Mount Abu. We do neuroscience research on meditation. So we are interested to understand how Raja Yoga meditation influences the brain activity and the relationship between brain and mind, and how ultimately that brings a total transformation, especially your outlook from a self-centeredness to a selflessness. So what are the changes that brings in your body, mind, and ultimately you are behaving, or you behave like a different, a totally different individual with a different outlook in life. For example, I will tell you, I am so happy to share with you that we have carried out a research and we have observed that the more deep you indulge in Brahmakumari's meditation, we call it as a proficiency of meditation. So the more the proficiency of meditation you achieve, the better the well-being you develop. And here the well-being, what I mean is, it is not just a state of being happy. Well-being is the development, the self-mastery, development of self-mastery through Raja Yoga meditation and the satisfaction in life. Here I would give you an example, the Brahma Baba himself, example of the founder of the organization, the very organization. He was a visionary and he started this organization in 1936. But before establishing the organization, he was a very successful business person. But he realized that, the fruitlessness of this materialistic world. He gave up all this, his business. And then he found happiness in serving humanity. And with that objective only, he started this organization, the spiritual, socio-spiritual organization in 1936. And I also respect him, his vision of, giving the responsibility to a group of ladies, young ladies, to undertake the administrative role of this organization. That is also very revolutionary in those days, in 1936. So, anyway, the Brahmakumari's spiritual organization, socio-spiritual organization, I should say that, is established with a lot of objectives. One of the objectives is to provide various courses on self-development. And self-development mainly to self-mastery through the philosophy of yoga, Raja Yoga. And this philosophy also helps you to manifest a lot of virtues that is already hidden in you. So this meditation, Brahmakumari's Raja Yoga meditation, helps you to manifest all the good virtues that is already there in you. So we human beings are endowed with many virtues, and that if these virtues are manifested, definitely it helps us to become an integral human being, an excellent human being, with a greater outlook to serve the humanity. So one of the objective of Brahmakumari's Raja Yoga spiritual organization and the university is to provide these self-development courses. And one of the objective of this park, the research wing, is to develop these modules, develop appropriate modules for the society, and through that you can transform yourself. That is very amazing, and I'm so happy that we are having a long-term collaboration. We look forward to have more and more collaborations to study this transformation, or to study that how through Raja Yoga how we can achieve various levels of consciousness. And I am so happy to share with you that I attended the international conference held in Mount Abu last year. and it was an amazing experience for me. The scientific deliberations, if I share, the scientific deliberations were excellent and enriching. And for the first time, I have got the opportunity to listen to the spiritual leaders. I still remember that I witnessed the talk from Janaki Dadi, who recently left her body, and various other insightful spiritual talks from other Dadas and Dadis. And I still remember that excellent lucid talk delivered by Ambika Didi on coping up with stress and how to overcome your anxiety, fear, and how to be more positive in life. So besides these spiritual talks, I also attended many scientific talks. So many scientists are collaborating with SPARC and Brahma Kumari's spiritual organization and carrying very, very extraordinary research activities to look at the psychological perspective, physiological functions associated with meditation, associated with these self-development courses. It was amazing, that conference was amazing. I learned a lot. I also got an opportunity to share our research studies during the conference. So I wish the organization all the best to continue to serve the society, to continue to achieve their goals of transforming the human being to a better human beings. And that is the need of the society for the sustainability of a very peaceful society. And especially in these COVID days, definitely we think more in that spiritual ways. And I salute all the Dadis, Didis, Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumaras for taking up such a great job in life, and I look forward to continue our association to come up with a good research and a good understanding on the neuroscience of meditation as well as neuroscience of consciousness. Thank you so much.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद प्रोफेसर डॉक्टर बिंदु कुट्टी जी का. अब एक्सपीरियंसेस करने की बारी आती है. मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस एक ऐसी चीज है जो हम सब चीजों को समेटने में हेल्प करता है. आज इस सुबह के सत्र में हम सब लोगों ने बहुत सारी अच्छी बातें सुनी हैं. उन सबको अपने अंदर लाने की कोशिश करते हैं. इस मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस को कराने के लिए हमारे साथ ब्रह्मा कुमारी स्नेहा दीदी जी हैं, जो हमें गाइडेड मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस कराएंगे. स्नेहा दीदी जी कोर ग्रुप मेंबर हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारी स्पार्क विंग के और बेंगलुरु से हमारे साथ जुड़े हैं. आइए करते हैं मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस.
ओम शांति. In this journey of meditation, today we'll be going through reflections, visualization techniques, and some positive affirmations. So I would like all of you to disengage yourself from all the physical activities you are doing right now and make time for yourself. So let us begin this journey of meditation. Step back from all the activities and the tasks that are going around you. Just go through your daily routine and all the interactions you have on a day-to-day basis at your workplace. As you watch each and every activity, you will see that there are two parallel activities happening. One a physical task and another an emotional mental task that is going on inside your mind parallelly. Just observe these two activities. Do you find a synchrony between these two activities? Now ask yourself, can I do this activity in any other way? Can I find a balance between the activity that I am doing outside and my own internal state of mind? Now let us pause for a moment. Now let me ask myself about my opinion of my own being. Who am I? What are my strengths and capabilities? How much of myself do I know really? As I ponder deeper into this question, I see that I have accumulated a lot about myself. The information is all based on what people say and think about me. What I have accumulated is the information about me from the outside world. And this imposed identity is suppressing my true natural feeling. I slowly move away from this imposed identity of myself deeper into my inner being. I start to recognize my true being. I am a being of peace, a being of love, of happiness and power. I allow these true feelings to emerge. I become comfortable in this true self. As I stabilize myself as a being of peace and love, the positive energy spreads slowly to my mind, to my body and to the surroundings around me. I am the source of the world around me. The world that is made up of my feelings, my thoughts, my actions, the relationships, the interactions, and the environment I make for myself. The more I understand my true self, the more I trust myself as I am, uninfluenced by what people think about me and what their behavior towards me is. I develop a deep trust about myself and believe in my capabilities. This self-belief allows me to see others in a true sense. I know I am unique, I am special, and so is every member of my team. I see each and everyone with that respect and understand that each one of us brings our individual capabilities into the task. And yet, we are all connected by the common goal. I now understand the importance of each one of us and realize that each one's task is as important as the other. And together, we are all moving forward as a team. Not wasting my time in too much of thinking or questioning that which is happening around me. As a team member, I pay attention to keep my feelings always positive, pure, and clean. This positive energy helps me to build faith in others. Helps me to make others cooperate with each other as a team member. With this renewed attitude and positive energy, I come back to the same scenario of my day-to-day activities. Now I see each and every task being performed in a different way. The people are same, the task is same, but there is an unseen thread of faith connecting each of us. I hold on to this beautiful image of our team. With this renewed hope and positivity, I come back to the field of action. I reinforce this thought about myself that I am a being of peace, of power, and I am the source of the world I create around me. I hold on to this thought as I perform my day-to-day activities. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद ब्रह्मा कुमारी स्नेहा दीदी जी का इस सुंदर मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस के लिए. कहा जाता है कि व्यक्ति कुछ चीजें सुनता है तो वो भूल जाता है, अगर कोई चीज देखता है तो थोड़ा ज्यादा देर के लिए याद रखता है, मगर व्यक्ति जो चीज कर लेता है, जो एक्सपीरियंस कर लेते हैं, वो एक्सपीरियंसेस हमेशा हमारे साथ रहते हैं. और आशा है कि ये मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस भी आपके लिए कुछ ऐसा ही रहा होगा. 14वें सर कॉन्फ्रेंस और मेडिटेशन रिट्रीट के तीसरे दिन के सुबह के सत्र में हमने बहुत ही अच्छे विचार सुने हैं. शाम के सत्र में भी कुछ ऐसे ही नवीन विचार लेकर हम आपके साथ आएंगे. तब तक के लिए हमें दीजिए इजाजत. नमस्कार. ओम शांति.
Awakening to a new way of living. Inner Tranquility, leading research for a perfect world. सितंबर शाम 6:30 बजे से 8:30 बजे तक, 12 और 13 सितंबर सुबह 10 से 11:30 बजे तक और शाम 6:30 बजे से 8:30 बजे तक. देखिए सीधा प्रसारण अवेकनिंग टीवी पर. टाटा स्काई.